those who would invent a religion without God are like those who would gather fruit without trees, have children without parents. You cannot have effects without causes. Only the I am is causeless. The fact of religious experience implies God, and such a God of personal experience must be a personal deity. You cannot pray to a chemical formula. You cannot supplicate a mathematical equation. You cannot worship a hypothesis, nor confide in a postulate. You can't commune with a process. You can't serve an abstraction. You cannot hold loving fellowship with a law. The God-knowing individual is not one who is blind to the difficulties or unmindful of the obstacles which stand in the way of finding God. In the maze of superstition, tradition, and materialistic tendencies of modern times, he has encountered all these deterrents and triumphed over them, surmounted them by living faith, and attained the highlands of spiritual experience in spite of them. Most inescapable of all presences, the most real of all facts, the most living of all truth, the most loving of all friends, and the most divine of all values, we have the right to be the most certain of all universe experiences. Ethics is the eternal social or racial mirror which faithfully reflects the otherwise unobservable progress of internal, spiritual, and religious development. Man has always thought of God in terms of the best he knew. His deepest ideas and highest ideals. Even historic religion has always created its God conceptions out of its highest recognized values. Every intelligent creature gives the name of God to the best and highest thing he knows. Religion, when reduced to terms of reason and intellectual expression, has always dared to criticize civilization and evolutionary progress as judged by its own standards of ethical culture and moral progress. While personal religion precedes the evolution of human morals, it is regretfully recorded that institutional religion has invariably lagged behind the slowly changing mores of the human races. Organized religion has proved to be conservatively tardy. The prophets have usually led the people in religious development. The theologians usually held them back. Religion being a matter of inner or personal experience can never develop very far in advance of the intellectual evolution of the races. But religion is never enhanced by an appeal to the so-called miraculous. The quest for miracles is a harking back to the primitive religions of magic. True religion has nothing to do with alleged miracles, and never does revealed religion point to miracles as proof of authority. Religion is ever and always rooted and grounded in personal experience, and your highest religion, the life of Jesus, was just such a personal experience. Man, mortal man, seeking God and finding him to the fullness during one short life in the flesh, while in the same human experience, there appeared God, seeking man and finding him to the full satisfaction of the perfect soul of infinite supremacy. The earth.